Today's daf is daf Yud Dalet. We got to the top of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, I believe, right? And we got, how far down did we get?
Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina Amar.
Okay, six lines down from the top. Gemara says Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina Amar Af Moshe Beinu Eini Yodeh Heichan Kaver. Even Moshe Beinu himself didn't know where he was buried. Ksiv, how do we know this? It's Ksiv Hachav LeYada Ish Es Kfura. So it says that nobody knows, or nobody knew, no one knows where his kfura was. Ksiv Hasam, it's written elsewhere, V'zos HaBracha SheBerach Moshe Ish HaLokim. So who's the Ish? LeYada Ish. When it says LeYada Ish, who's the man? It sounds like Pasha says no man knows. But it says though, even the Ish, even Moshe, Ish Moshe, even he didn't know where he was buried. V'am Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Mipnei Ma Nikbar Moshe Eta Bespor. Why was he buried next to or opposite base 4, which, as we said, was of the most disgusting ways of Avodah Zarah? Kidei lechaper ma'isapor, in order to have kapara, to serve as kapara for Klai Yisrael, who violated the Avodah Zarah of Balpur, as we know, the end of Parshas Chukas, going into Parshas Pinchas. Rashi says, and I'd rather look at Tosas on the top here, quotes a Medrash Haggadah here. B'chol shana v'shana beis shechatu yisob b'benos Moab, the moment, that time, that anniversary, if you will, of when they violated the Averis of b'nos Moab, which is Baal Peor, b'oso perek beis por ola l'mala, somehow the Avodah Zarah, the Sar of Por, goes up to the Shemayim, k'dei l'katreg l'haskir avon, in order to remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu of what the sins b'nei Yisrael had done, u'chshu roa kivro Shemosha, and when, I guess, the Shechin, when Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the kivro Shemosha, chozer v'shokea, he, I'm not sure, may base Por itself, when the base Por sees the kivro Shemosha, the base Por goes back down, Shemosha benu shaku b'karka ad chotmo, that Moshe benu had shoved and placed them down on the ground until their nose, b'chosha sha'ola chozer v'nishka l'makam sheshaku Moshe benu. So it goes back and forth, this, whatever this means, this dialogue or this movement between Baal Peor and Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, pretty interesting Medrash. Certainly, Tosas is not kedarko to quote Medrash Haggadah like this. So Gemara says now, Amar Rabbi Achama, Rabbi Chanina, another statement in this name. My dichsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem, telchu, that you're supposed to follow Hashem. V'chi efshar lo liadam lehalech achar shechina, it's possible for a person to follow the shechina, v'halo kvar nemar. Doesn't pasuk already tell us, ki Hashem Elokecha eish ochlahu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fire. How could you come close to Hashem? How could you follow in the ways of Hashem when fire is going to burn you? Ela lehalech achar midosav. What it means is to follow the midah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, follow his ways. Who malbish arumim, just like Kadosh Baruch Hu has dressed people. Tichsiv vayas Hashem alakim laadam liisha ksonas or vayabishem. He had dressed, he had created clothing for Adam and Chava to wear. Afata hilbish arumim, so too you should provide clothing for those who need. Kadosh Baruch Hu biker chalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu visited the sick, as we know from last week's parsha, 2 weeks ago rather. Tichsiv vayar elav Hashem beloneim amrei. Kadosh Baruch Hu had appeared to Avram to visit him. He was recovering from the bris milah. Afata biker chalom, so too you should visit the sick. Kadosh Baruch Hu nicha bavelim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had blessed Yitzchak as he was sitting Shiva for his father Avram. So too you should be Menachem Avel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cover Mesim, he buries the Mes. Just like Hashem had buried Moshe Benu, so too you should follow in his ways and bury people as well. So this is the source of following the midos of Hashem. There's also Gemara in Shabbos that talks about Zekhili and Varanveyu, also in other examples of how you're supposed to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his midos. I think the Rishon point this out, the difference between here and Sota and the Gemara and Shabbos. Do you recall this? Anyone?
You mean, yeah, here it says. Zekilim Yahweh would be the Rashu Ve'anvehu.
Yeah. Exactly. Those in terms of
his
Midos in a different way. Exactly. Midos versus his Maisim.
Morning.
All right. So the quote the Gemara in Shabbos, "Akelim Hanveu Mahu Rachum Afatachanun." So the Gemara, the Rishon and the Post want to know why you need two different sources. So, right, exactly. That's what apparently what Adam had suggested. It's brought down in the name of the Kochve Or. That one sug is about his Maisim. This sug is about Maisim, and one sug is about his Midos, his attributes. All right. Okay. Gemara says now further, the two dots. Ksonas Or, so when it comes to Ksonas Or, the clothing that Kadosh Baruch Hu had made it for Adam and Chava. Rabu Shmuel, Chad Amar, they had machlokes. Chad Amar, one said davar haba min ha'or. One said something that comes from leather, from skin. Shel tsemer, who says Rashi, tsemer is really wool. And Chad Amar, davar she ha'or nehenem mimenu, something that the skin is going to enjoy from. So either comes from skin, or that their skin will enjoy. Says Rashi, she'or nehenem mimenu shel pishtan she'adam lo beish samach la'oro. What it means is it came from pishtan, which is something that the skin, it's very tight to the skin, something that will be close to the skin, that the skin's really going to enjoy. So is it the or of the behemo, or the or of that's going to nehenem, the or of the adam? The beginning of Torah was founded on Chesed. The sofa Gemilat Chasadim in the end was founded on, or was completed with Chesed. Tchilasa Gemilat Chasadim, the beginning was all Chesed. Dichse Vayas Hashem Elokim Eladam Lishto Ksonas Haor Vayabi Shem. Right in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, we have that Kadosh Baruch Hu did a wonderful Chesed, that he gave Adam and Chava Chesed. Rather, he gave them clothing. Now, you could also say earlier, the Chesed Yibane, right? Olam Chesed Yibane, the world was created on Chesed. That was really the first Chesed. Why is he jumping all the way down to the giving of clothing? I'm not sure, but the world was created on Chesed. The so for the end, Gemilut Chasadim Dechsev Vayikaver also begai, that HaKadosh Baruch had buried him. The end of the story, the end of the Sefer Torah, was all about Chesed as well. Darish Rabbi Simlai Mipnei Ma Nisav Moshe Benu Likonish Leret Israel. Why is Moshe Benu so? Why did he desire so much enter into Eretz Israel? V'chilachol Mipiru Hutzarach. He needed to eat the fruit of. He needed Gashmius. Did he really need Gashmius? Olispo Metuva Hutzarach. He needed to sustain himself, to fill himself up on the fruit of Eretz Israel. It can't be true. And the Gemara tells us that in Maseches Yuma we know that Moshe Benu went to learn with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, and he didn't eat there. So he clearly doesn't need any food. So the Gemara says, you see from here that a person's supposed to do the minhag of wherever he is. So when Moshe Benu was up in Shemayim, he did the minhag of not eating up there. So that's the way we learn. So the Kletzker said, no, it's the opposite. We learn the klal of learning, doing the minhag of the makom is when Moshe Benu came back down. The fact that he ate when he came back down, that was the minhag, that he didn't have to eat. You see the fact that he went 40 days and 40 nights without eating, he clearly didn't need to eat anything. So when he came down to this world, he only ate because he was in a place where people ate, just like the malachim had to eat when they went to Avram Avinu. So clearly Moshe Benu doesn't need to eat, so he didn't desire to enter Eretz Yisrael because of the fruit that was there. Ella, so what's the reason? Ella kach amar Moshe. Moshe said, "Harbe mitos netstavu Yisrael ve'ein miskaimen el beretz Yisrael." There's so many mitos that we're commanded to dafk in Eretz Yisrael, and we can only do them in Eretz Yisrael. Ekanis ani la'aretz. Let me enter Eretz Yisrael. Kidei shiskaimu kulan ayidei ayadi. So in this way, I could mekaim all them.
Here it says, "Yeshur Yerushonim shalom demikan shein lomar benusach birkat me'ein shalosh min shal me'ein shalosh menochal mipurim esdua shein lach."
Interesting. There seems to also be a dig from this line here. Ramban al-Torah writes, he asks the question, how could all the avos, not all, how do some of the avos, how were they performed certain averos? Yaakov Avinu marries two sisters. How is that possible? Among other things, they may have seemed to have done wrong. So Ramban writes, all these Yisurim took place in Chutzlart. There are no mitzvahs in Chutzlart. Only mitzvahs applied to Eretz Yisrael. That's what Ramban writes. I think Parshat Vayishlach maybe. But here it sounds like from the statement of Moshe Benu, it says harbi mitzvos. He doesn't say kol mitzvos. He says many mitzvos are talo in the arts. But not all mitzvos. There are many mitzvos that are talo outside Eretz Yisrael, like you do wearing tefillin and tzitzis. And Ban writes, no, in Chutz Arts we only do mitzvos as a preparation for when we enter Eretz Yisrael. Pashat the Gemara is not that way. Pashat is that, no, many mitzvos we can't do outside Eretz Yisrael. But the other mitzvos we certainly can. Anyways, continuing this conversation, so three wide lines down, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hashem says to Moshe Benu, Kluma ta mevakech ela kabla schar. You only want to do this to receive the reward in the end. Ma la ani alecha kilu asisem. You know what? I'll grant you that schar. I'll make it as if you were mekayim the mitzvos. Shenemar lachein achalek lo berabim, vesatzumim yechalek shlal tachas ha-shehera lamavas nafsho, ves poshim nimne. This is a long pasuk here. Wow. V'hu chet rabim, So the pasuk in Yeshaya says that I will therefore divide for you rabbi many things, and this pasuk is supposed to indicate that Kadosh Baruch Hu had granted him the schar that he so much wanted. So Gemara analyzes now each of these lines out. Lachein achalek lo barabim, therefore I'm going to divide for you, give you barabim. Yochel kachronim, one might think a rabbim like the laters. Velo kirishonim, what does it mean achronim versus rishonim here? Right, the Achronim, whose schar apparently was less than the Rishonim, But who are the Achronim Rishonim? Which individual are we referring to here? So they refer to the Gemara in Brachos, where the Rishonim, who are Moser Nafshem, Akidish Hashem, as opposed to the Achronim, the Gemara in Brachos says. Right, okay. So the Gemara wants to know, why is it true, if I remember correctly, the Gemara in Brachos says that, how is it true that only for the Rishonim were they able to witness in Nisim? The Achronim said, the later generation said, we're learning all these Gemaras, all Shas, all even Uksim, we're doing in so many yeshivas. And back then, they learned very little. So how come then the Rishonim were Zocha to see Nisim? The Gemara says, because they're Moser Nafshem al Kiddush Hashem. So one would think maybe when Moshe Rabbeinu was going to receive a lot of schar, it was schar like the Achronim, like the later generations, which were receiving a less schar. No, Tamalomer ves Atsumim Yechalek Shlal Kavram Yitzchak V'Yakov. Like the Atsumim, like the strong ones, like the Rishonim of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. That's the schar you're going to receive. Shehein Atsumim B'Torah V'Mitzos, that they were so strong in Torah Mitzos. How do we know they kept Mitzos? That's this week's Parsha. It says, Ekev Asher Tishmun, it says, that the mission Kedushin, the last mission Kedushin tells us that Avram Avinu kept all the Mitzos based on the pasuk of Ekev Asher Tishmun, that Avram listened to everything I had done. That's the pasuk. Okay, so that's the pasuk that tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu, rather Avram Avinu, and all the other avos kept the mitzvos. Tachas Ashehera Lamavis Nafsho. What does this mean? Shemoser Nafsho Lamisa. That Moshe Rabbeinu had been willing to give himself over for death. Shenemar Vim Ein Mechani Necha. Vein Mechani Na. If you're not going to listen to me, you're not going to give them tshuva, grant them kapara. Moshe Rabbeinu says, may I take my name out of here. I don't want to be here. Get rid of me if you're not going to give them tshuva. This is after the Cheda Eagle, I think this was. Vesposhim nimna, esposhim nimna, and their sins were counted. Im meisei midbar, with the ones who died in the midbar. So what does that mean? I mean, they're counted with the meisei midbar. So that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be counted among those who died in the Midbar, that I did saying here, at least in the bottom here, that he was going to be muftach, he was guaranteed to have tchias amesim, just like those who died in the Midbar as well were going to get tchias amesim. So he's going to be included in tchias amesim. I don't know why that's necessary to be said. I would think it's obvious. And he carried the weight of the sins. That Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who granted kapara, who brought kapara to the nation on the Ma'is of Egel, the Chet Rabim. Poshim Yafgia. So he had Yafgia, lashon of Tefila. The Bikesh Rachamim al Poshe Yisrael Shiachsu B'Tshuva. He davened that they should return back and do tshuva. Vein pkiya lashon tefila, like we know, shenemar v'ata al tispala bad hamazeh v'al tisa badam rina o tefila v'al tifkubi. That's how we darshan the entire pasuk here, offering to Moshe Rabbeinu's great desire to enter Eretz Yisrael. Hajin alach hamakana liishto. We finished the first parak. Beautiful.
It seems that according to the Marsha, it says motoshel Moshe Rabbeinu b'midvar haya gam b'glal chet hamaraglim, kemo shenemar gam bihi tanaf Hashem b'glal chem lemor gam ata lo tavo sham.
So he was always, his punishment was the Chedim Raglim. They
but
sent him.
The punishment, yeah, it seems according to Marsha, he also got punished. I don't know why, but.
So that's why he's Nimna, but Meisei Midbar. Right. It was really part of the Onesh, as opposed to a guarantee of him getting Tchias Meisim.
I think there's another place also where it says, Bein Pigil, Lashon Tefila. So sometimes it brings Vayivka, Bamakon, Vayilan, and Sham. And
yes.
Sometimes it brings this other Pasek.
Oh, there's a four why they do different ones?
Yeah.
The Gemara in Brachos brings Vayivka, Bamakon, by Yitzchak Avinu,
right,
I think.
So you
right?
See
by Yaakov Avinu, I mean. Vayivka, Bamakon, he daven Marv. So why are they here?
Lashon's also by Rus.
Rus, yeah? Do they bring that Pasek anywhere? Well, that's the one here, no? Is this the one in Rus? No, this one in Yirmiyah. Okay. But you say there's a word of why they bring different psukim. Okay, not sure. Let's begin the new parak now, the second parak. We're around a little less than a third way through the Masechta. Says the Mishnah, Hayah Mevi'es Minchasa. So we're going back to the, we're talking about Sota here. It's been so long since we discussed Sota. We had all this agadah about the parshas of Shemos. So now back to the story of Sota. Maybe it's Minchasa. The Kohen would bring her Mincha, the Soch Kfifa Mitzvahs, within an Egyptian basket. Vinosna, Rather, the Baal would bring this. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Hayam mevi es minchasa ha-baal. The Baal brings the mincha. And Rashi says, Kfifa mitzris is a sal shal nitzri dekel, the zradim shegdelim saviv ha-dekel. It's an Egyptian basket really made of some things that grow around the palm tree. I don't know exactly which part of this is, but something that grows around the bottom of the tree. If a nosa, back to the mission, avinosa al yodeha, and they place it in her hand in order to make her exhausted. The Gemara is going to explain what that means, or rather to touch it. All minchas in general, the klal is, it begins in a klisharis and it ends in a klisharis. This begins in an Egyptian basket, not such a chashiv kli at all. The sofa be klisharis, and it ends off in a klisharis. Kol minchos, all minchos require oil and some lavona. I think frankincense, they define this as. Vizu eino tuna lo shemen velo lavona, but this mincha of the sota doesn't have oil nor does it have frankincense. Kol minachos baos min hachitim, all minachos come from wheat. Vizu ba min asorim, but this one comes from barley. Minchas ha-omer, when it comes to minchas ha-omer that they would bring, the carbon omer, the first day chol hamoed Pesach, even though it came from barley, he ha'isa ba gerish. It would come gerish, which means what? It would come, they would, I think, cook it. Rashi says, garish bisorim mufchar, the best of the produce among the barley. Shebomun nufa biyudgimel nafe kein tolos chitim. They would sift it 13 times, so it was the finest barley. It wasn't just stam barley, it was the finest barley that they would bring. The zuba kemech, but this one would come from flour, says Rashi. Kemach hakol mu'rav kemo shenitchan. It was all ground together, all the good and the bad barley together, so this was the inferior of the barley product. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Kishem Shemaser Maisa Behema, just like her actions were animalistic, Kach Karbana Maicha Behema, so too her carbon that she's bringing is coming from the food that animals eat, namely that of barley.
Yeah, you pay extra for that.
Yeah, for the barley?
The multigrain bed.
Multigrain bed, right. So Tanya Abachanin, what?
We're animals.
Tanya Abachanin Omer Mishim Rabbi Eliezer Kedeli Yaga. In order that she should be able, she should do tshuva and should retract and give in, admit to what she had done. If we're so makbit to have someone do tshuva and not to have her die on someone who did something willingly against the will of Hashem, I'll also say ritzono. So certainly one who does properly the actions of Hashem, who follows the way of Hashem. Rashi says, al over ritzono shim zinsa avera al ritzono shemakom rotesh tizvade shol tibadik. So how much more so for the osi ritzono? Much of the kavachomer here then.
That's Torah's nechas.
Right, Hashem has chesed on those who do averas, kavachomer those who do mitzvah.
But we have to do what? We have to be chas on them.
In other words, there's two different. There's difference for us. Why is it that we give her the basket? Is it because we have sympathy, we have sympathy for her, or is it because we're doing something to try to exhaust her?
Right.
So once you say it's because of showing some sympathy towards her and trying to bring her back, imagine someone who didn't even do something that bad, Shem still wants to bring them close to him.
Didn't do something that bad. I mean, Osir Tono don't have to do tshuva, they did everything right. You're saying in a situation where a tzaddik did something wrong, as opposed to she's considered a rasha.
Here it says that it's, on one side is chas aliyah shetoda velo damut, chas at shun dai.
Okay.
If she's modish, no. So the zona she tachos al chayim
So if the person poor needs help of some sort, just chas in general, nothing to do with an avera by osei ritzona.
Just regular in their life.
Have rachmanis on them, whatever they need. Okay. The Gemara now says the last line of the Amud here, Umimai, Mishum Dechasu, how do you know it's because we're chasing them, that's why we're making her touch the basket and see the basket and exhaust her. Dilma, Tichihecha Delo Timchak Migila, maybe it's not because we have Rachmanus on her, it's because we don't want to erase Hashem's name. So Gemara says, Kesavar, Mashke V'Acharkach Makavis Minchasa. Because we hold here, like the man number who holds first, she drinks, and then she's makiv the carbon. According to this Seder, this Mandamer, they already had erased the letters. They already put it, she already drank the sota, and then they're being makiv the carbon anyways. So what's the point then? So Rashi says here in the top, Mashke ha-mayim v'acharkach makiv mincha. So after she drinks the water, then she's makiv the carbon, u'pluksi the beper kamayanotel. So long as she has not brought her carbon, ainun nivdekes, the water doesn't check her. Even though she had drank the water already, we still placed the basket, the Egyptian basket, in her hand to exhaust her, to tire her out, so she should admit. It has to be because of chas, because the mechika already took place. It's already been erased. So you see, even though we assumed early in the Masechta, I think, if we had her, we already erased the water, the Shem Hashem in the water, we forced her to drink. And she actually did drink. That's fine. But at the same time, it's not going to take effect at all until the until she actually takes the carbon. There's plenty of room here. Yeah. Okay.
It's interesting because it's not such a big deal.
Which part?
This part. I mean, they already like torn her clothing and they did everything.
This is going to push her. This is going to be tip the scale. You touched the Egyptian basket.
Right. There's no comparison to all the other designers.
But just, I guess it's not just another thing. It's mamish like a car dealership. I'm telling you. I feel like this is a car dealership. Okay. The Gemara says two dots. Kol ha-menachos v'chule. Asks the Gemara, when minhu say the menachos keita, what's the order how the menachos were brought? Adam mevi mincha mitoch beso. A person brings mincha from his house. He brings flour, I guess, from his house. You can't take flour from your house. Let's see. When do you cut? I guess you do. I don't know. Beklasa shel kesef, in silver containers. Bishel zav, in golden containers. Venosa latoch klisharis, and he places the klisharis. Umekadshu beklisharis, and then the klisharis is mekadesh it. Then they place the oil and the frankincense on top of the flour. And then you bring it over to the Kohen. The Kohen brings it over to the Mizbeach. He has to touch the southern western corner of the Mizbeach. The right of the angle where it's sharp at the corner. And that's enough. Then you take out the frankincense and you move it off to the side. Then you grab, you scoop in your fingers to grab the, pick up some of the flour that's where most of the oil had settled. And you place it into another klisharis now. Then it becomes kodesh in the second klisharis. Then you gather together all the lavona. And you place the lavona all on top of the kemitza that's in the other klisharis now. And then we'll skip the parentheses. And you take that klisharis, you go into mizbeach, and you're makhtir onto the fire. Umolchan, you salt it. Venosa agave ishim, you place it all on top of the salt, on top of the fire rather. Karva komets, and then the komets is now offered as a carbon. Shira nechon, the leftover flour in the initial klisharis is eaten. Rashayin hakohanim litein letochan yayin v'shemen v'dvash, and the kohen could add oil, they could add wine, they could add honey to this remaining flour. Vein asurin el milach mil chametz, it's only asur to make it into chametz, but you could add other things to it as well.
So when it says he is bringing a mincha, he's just bringing flour from his house.
Exactly.
He didn't do anything yet.
Exactly. And then it only becomes kodesh once it places in the klisharis initially.
But it's not there is no mixture yet of anything.
Right. Exactly. It brings flour. I guess you could bring flour from your own house, and then you follow the process. Now, I didn't explain each case, but there is a parallel of the way the four avodos for Zvachim, there are also four avodos parallel to it in Menachos. Just like we have Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika, so too there's a Kemitza, there's a Holacha, there's Kemitza, there's Kemitza, Kabbalah, Holacha, and there. So they compare him. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. The Gemara itself compares them already. Anyways, the Gemara says from all this, Katani Mihas, what comes out of this whole price is B'klasa Shokesef, B'klasa Shazov, they bring them in silver and golden baskets they would be used. So what's the shaila here? This is in general. We're talking about the concern was the Mishnah said Tchilasan v'sofam b'klisharis. It started off in a klisharis and it ended off in a klisharis. But this is an example. A typical mincha does not start off in a klisharis. It starts off in a klichol, in my own silver golden basket I have in my house. So the Gemara said Amar Papa. What it means to say is our Mishnah is Ema became haruri in the klisharis. With kalim that are fit to be klisharis, meaning my silver and golden baskets are not klisharis because I was never mekadeshem, but they can be klisharis. I can make them. In theory, they can be used in the Beis Hamikdash, as opposed to michlal dekvifi mitzvahs lo chazya, as opposed to this Egyptian basket which cannot be ever be used as a klisharis. Kiman, who's this opinion? Who holds that way? The lo Rabbi Yosef Yehuda cannot be Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. The Tanya klisharis shasan shel eitz. If a klisharis is made of eitz, that's a Tanakhama says it can be. You can make a klisharis from eitz. However, Rabbi says one may not. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Machsher, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says one can make kli sharis out of wood. See, he would allow you to use a kfifa mitzris for kli sharis. So this must be going according to Rabbi, who holds that you cannot use it. Gemara says no. Afilu tamer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, emer d'amer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda b'chashuvin, with a chashuv type of wood kli that can be used for kli sharis. The pechusim miyamar. Does he really hold the pchusim? Does the less like the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda hakreiv and not the chasecha? The pasuk says that when it comes to karbanos and anything related to, you can't use things that are pachos pchusim. You can't use things that are very worthless. And since the kfifim mitzvahs, this type of wood was very very meaningless and worthless, it's not allowed to be used. But if it's a chashuv type of wood, oak or something, that can be used for a kli sharis. The Gemara says, "Navnosa l'klisharis mekachim b'klisharis." So we are quoting from the Brayse above that you place it in the klisharis, and then you're mekadesh. I've read this part of the Mishnah. You place a flower in the klisharis, and then the klisharis is makdish the flower. Shemas mina. We learn from all of this, klisharis ain mekachim el midas. The fact that the Mishnah says it doesn't say it's in the klisharis and miskachim b'klisharis. It says umekachim b'klisharis. You have to actively mekadesh it, and if you're not actively mekadesh it, it doesn't work. You need das in order to be mekadesh it. No, maybe you could reread the Mishnah and should say you place it in klisharis in order that it becomes kodesh. So there's no raya from the Mishnah that you require das for klisharis to be mekadesh. Nosan elesh shmana levana. So then what you do next is, in a normal mincha, you place frankincense and oil on top of it. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, vayitok elesh shemen venasan aleh levana. It's the pasuk that you place these things on top of the flour. Then you bring it over to the Kohen, you place it to the, you give it over to the children of Aaron, who of course are Kohanim. Then the Kohen slaps it over to the Mizbech, he touches it, brings it close to the Mizbech. And then the Gemara says, "Migisha bekeren dromus maravis kineged chudash akeren v'dayo." The dio, and you place it on the southwestern corner, mamish in the point where it's the edge. Minolan, how do you know this to be true? Dichsiv v'zos taras hamincha hakreiv osa b'nei Aaron l'fnei Hashem el p'nei mizbeach. This is the halacha of the mincha that the Kohanim bring in front of Hashem to the p'nei mizbeach. V'tanya l'fnei Hashem. What does it mean in front of Hashem? Yachal b'marav, because the west, remember, let's accept the base of Mikdash here. The base of Mikdash, well, it's already 7:30. So let's take it from your angle, guys. So this is south, north, west, east. So you walk into the Mizbech, the base of Mikdash this way, and the Mizbech is down this way. This is the ramp going up here, and this is the big Mizbech. So Lifnei Hashem is to the west where the Kodesh Kedashim is. So Lifnei Hashem, you might think it should be on the western side of the Mizbech. That's where it should be. That's what the Gemara says. So Gemara says, where we, Lifnei Hashem, Yachal b'marav, one would think in the west part, Hamalomar el p'nei mizbech, the face of the mizbech. The face of the mizbech apparently is the south. E el p'nei mizbech, if you think the p'nei mizbech, yachal b'dorm, one would think the south. Hamalomar l'fnei Hashem has to be in the west, in front of Hashem. How could this be true? Magisha b'keren jomis maravis, you have both true. The southwest corner, kineged chudash akeren v'dayo. That's according to the Tanakhama, the southwestern corner. Rebbe Elazar Omer yachal yagishenu b'marava. One would think maybe shakaren. Olu jomis shakaren. Maybe you should have the option of either touching the western side or the south side of the Mizbech. Amris kol makum shata moti shnei mekralos echad mekayim atmo mekayim divrei chavero. Vech mekayim atmo mevato divrei chavero. Whenever you find a pasuk that it's going to mekayim itself and also maintain its partnered pasuk, and another pasuk is mekayim itself but is mevatel its other pasuk, menichem, you leave aside as shemekayim atmo mevatel chavero. You ignore the pasuk that says it speaks about itself but which nullifies the other pasuk. The tofsin, and you hold on to the pasuk et shemekayim atzmo u mekayim chavero. You hold on to the pasuk that's both mekayim itself and the other pasuk. Kshetau mer lufnei Hashem, when it says lufnei Hashem b'marav, it sounds like bit losel p'nei mizbech. It nullifies the pasuk that says p'nei mizbech, which is south. B'darom uch kshetau omer, when you say the pasuk el p'nei mizbech b'darom kayamta lufnei Hashem b'marav, you're able to mekayim still lufnei Hashem b'marav. How is that true? How's one being mekayim, one being mevatel? Gemara is going to say that. Gemara will say this. Gemara says, "Hel ketad magisha ledroma shakeren v'droman." You touch the southwestern corner. Gemara asks, "Heichan kayamta? How is a pasuk p'nei mizbeach being mekayim west also? How's mekayim the other pasuk of lifnei Hashem?" So Amarvashi Kasavar Hai Tana, this Tana holds Kulim is back with Tafankai. These machlokas, where exactly, how north, how south the Mizbech was situated. Was it all in the northern half hemisphere of the Mizbech, of the Azara, or was it somewhere in the middle where half is in the south, half was in the north? So they hold it's Kulim Mizbech with Tafankai, the entire Mizbech is in the north, and therefore when it's on the south is still directly in front of the entrance into the Kodesh Kedoshim. So imagine this for a second. Let's say this is the center of the Mizbeach here, the center of the base of Migdash. So the Mizbeach is all the way up here. So when you place it on the south part, it's mamish facing the, who needs this? It's mamish facing the Kodesh Kedoshim directly in front. But if it was in the south, then you touch there, the entranceway is there. It's not going to correspond directly to the entrance. So that has to be up here, and then the corner is both in the south, but also faces directly into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Sorry, I was just joking. We should have one of those basic English comes up like they have in the tunnel tours. Okay, the Gemara says further. So my vidaya, what does it mean vidaya? Very strange lashon. You have it touch, you have it almost kiss the corner, the southwestern corner, and then it's enough. What is vidaya? Seems like to be an unnecessary word of the Mishnah. So Amar Vashi, Rav Ashi explained, Itzrich, you need that word. I would have thought, Tibai Hagasha, Mincha Gufa, you need that the Mincha itself touches, Kamash Mila, no. You only need the Kli, not necessarily the Mincha. So Rashi says, all the way in the bottom here, three lines up, Mincha Gufa, Veloha Kli Sheba, maybe the actual flower must touch the corner, but not the Kli. Eli Yichov HaKli, Shehin Nogei HaSolos HaMizbech, you should kind of turn it over, where the flower is touching up against the Mizbech, Kamash Mila, it's enough that the Kli touches it, not that the actual flower touches Vidayo, and that's enough. Vei Mahachanami, maybe you should have the flower touch it. Well, how do you know not? What's the source in the Pasuk? So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'hikriva El HaKohen V'gomer, V'gisha El HaMizbech. So you bring it closer to the Kohen, and you also touch the Mizbech. Maha krava itza Kohen b'kli. Just like when you bring it to the Kohen, it means you bring it with the Kli. He's holding the Kli with the flower. Af hagasha itza Mizbech b'kli. So too, the hagasha to the Kli, rather to Mizbech, the touching to Mizbech, is with the Kli, and not with the actual flower. Then the Gemara says, Misalik es levonos letzad echad. Then you put aside the frankincense from one side of the Kli, and leave the flour and oil on the other side. Kiecha delo tikmot behadei mincha. In order that when you do the kmitza with the three fingers of the Kohen, he does not bring some of the levona up with him. Kiditzan, like the Mishnah says, kamas, if you do the kmitza, valo biyadot tsur in a rock, a girgur melech, or a mound of salt, or koret levona, or a mound of levona, if it comes up with the kmitza, it's possible. So you have to make sure the levona is off to the side and not going to get caught up in the kmitza. And then the Gemara says, "V'komets mimakom shinishavet shemana." Then when you do the kmitza, you should do it from the area where the oil has settled in the flour. Minolan, how do you know that to be true? Dechsev umisolta umishamna, from the solus and from the oil. Migarsha mishamna, from the area of the where the oil is, that's where you do the kmitza. Then the Gemara says, "Venosa latoch klisharis mekadsha beklisharis." Then you take that kmitza in your hand, you place it into another klisharis. That's the Kabbalah now. Remember, the kmitza is the shchit, if you will. The other klisharis is the Kabbalah of the dam, if you will. And then the Gemara says, "Lama liha kachachadas in there." You ready for mekadsh one time in the first klisharis? Why do you have to be mekadsh a second time in the second klisharis? Midi dehavei dam, just like dam. We just said dam afagav the kid should be sakin b'tzavar behema. Even though when you shechted the animal, the blood became kedush kadosh from the shechting knife. How the mekadsh the klisharis? You still have to catch all the blood and be mekadsh it in the kli that's mekablet. Hachanami losha. Here too, also the four stages of the mincha requires the same halacha as you need a kabbalah in the second klisharis. Then the Gemara says, Malakeris Levonos. So after you've done this in the second Klisharis, then you gather together all the Levon again. Venos Agavav, you place it onto the flower in the second Klisharis. Dichsiv Veskal Levona Ashal Mincha, and you place all Levona in the Mincha. And then, should we go weiter here?
No.
Okay, we'll stop here. Beautiful.
Shkaya.
Oh, no, why not?